really hear you. Did you say Ratsko as well?
Or did earlier. I say Ratsko? No, you said it too, but I said it earlier.
I did too.
But then you
kind of like
didn't hand pneumonia broke out.
Yeah, I got
the facial hair.
You have reached the voice mailbox of a.
Oh, I don't know his number.
Dodging our calls.
Hey, Daniel, this is Justin. Hey. It's just our conference call number. So I'm going to put you on speaker with our local media right now, okay? Great. Hey, folks, I have Daniel for you right here.
Hey, Daniel, how much contact did you have with the Saints in the pre-draft process?
Throughout the combine, I sat down with a couple of the coaches and was able to talk to them there and learn that they had some interest in me. But, you know, a lot of coaches at the combine, they're just doing their jobs and things like that. So I haven't really thought into it. But, you know, the running back coach, he came down to Berkeley, and I was able to sit down with him and have dinner with him, talk to him for a little bit. He kept to, you know, chop it up with me and see what type of person I am outside of football, and just able to do that process, get to know the personality and things like that. And so once he sat down with me, I was able to kind of figure out, you know, that the Saints were pretty interested in me. And so Coach Thomas, a great individual, and was able to talk to him for a couple hours. And then the next day, he worked me out at on campus, and you know, we went from there.
How do they want to use you? What do you understand about how they want to use you?
I know I'm a special teams guy. I know I'm great on special teams, and I know I can give the special teams an edge. And you know, and that's all phases of special teams. So I'm going to start making my living on special teams and help the organization out the best I can doing that. And with that, I'm going to sit behind some of the great running backs that are there and be able to pick their brains and learn what it takes to be a great NFL running back. And, you know, I'm real honored to be able to be put into that system with such high caliber athletes and learn from them as well as the coaching staff. And, you know, it's just a blessing to be get that phone call and be able to go somewhere that's close to home.
Do you return kicks and punts?
Sorry?
Do you return kicks and punts?
I can. I did not do it in college, but on special teams, I'm usually more of a defensive-minded individual, and I think they see that in me being able to run down on kickoffs and on punts and being able to block and things like that.
I know you battled through some injuries last year. How are you health-wise?
I'm 100%. I'm 100% ready to get to work. I've been 100% after our season ended. I went to the All-Star game, East-West All-Star game, and was 100% there and was able to do pretty well in that game, and then was able to go to the combine and light the combine up. So I've been healthy for a while. I've just been trying to, you know, work and get my body ready for what it's about to go through.
What were your problems physically last year, Daniel?
At the second game of the season, I had a hip injury. I kind of ruptured my pec tineus, which is right underneath your abductor and your hip, and that sidelined me for a couple games. And once I was able to come back full swing, I messed up my ankle as well. So that limited me to a couple games throughout the season, and it was a very upsetting season. And I learned a lot from sitting on the sideline, but I was able to recover and come back, and now I'm blessed to say that I'm 100%.
Go ahead.
Did you say you're from this area?
Sorry?
Did you say earlier that you're from this area?
No, sir. I'm from Houston, Texas, where I'm staying right now. I'm from Houston originally. I went to school out in California. So now going to New Orleans, my family's going to be able to travel real close, and it's not going to be too much of a transition. I'm used to the weather conditions and everything that you'll have to throw my way. So I'm just excited to put my foot forward and get things rolling.
Take us through the last couple of days. What was this like for you? What were you doing when you got the call? You know, did you think maybe you'd go a little sooner?
Oh, it's been stressful. I think everybody going through this process, all the athletes, they're all stressed out. No one really knows when they're going. And I know my agents, they kept promising me different things, and I kept telling them not to tell me anything because I didn't want to be disappointed. And, you know, unfortunately, I dropped so low, but I'm so glad that I got picked up by such a great team. You know, going forward, I'm just blessed to be able to say that I'm a New Orleans Saints, and you know, it's gonna be fun. But the process I spent with my family, I came back from Berkeley about 2 weeks ago. I've been training out here in Houston. Had my whole family here, sitting at my uncle's house, and all my friends, close friends. And I was actually sitting down with my agent, going through, you know, free agencies, you know, what would be the best system, where's the best fit, where should I go, things like that. And, you know, it was a very upsetting time. And, you know, I saw my phone ringing and I saw 504, and I know that area code pretty well. So I was excited just to answer the phone, and everything else is history, I guess. And was able to talk to Coach Payton on the phone while I saw my name run across the ticker on the NFL Network, and, you know, just dreams came true in that moment.
You know, some guys who go in the seventh round, perhaps a bit late, almost wish they didn't get taken in the seventh, so they might go to a better opportunity as a free agent. But you don't feel that way, Daniel?
Not at all. No, sir. Not at all. You know, going into this process, I've always loved the Saints. It's just, I never wanted to tell any of the coaches or anything like that going through that process, you know, who my favorite team was growing up and who I idolized after and things like that, because I didn't want them thinking I was leaning one way or another, you know, what have you. But, you know, I've always been a Saints fan. You know, I've always enjoyed watching the Saints. But, you know, it's crazy. It still really hasn't hit me that, you know, I'm a part of the organization right now. And I know I have a lot of work to do and a lot of things that I need to do in the next few months to make sure that, you know, my name is on a locker and in that locker room. And, you know, I'm ready for the opportunity and ready to get after and go to work. And, you know, I'm glad that they decided to pick me up in the seventh round. It doesn't matter, you know, if it would have came down to it, free agency and things like that, and they were interested, that this would have been the team that I would have went to. So, regardless of, you know, being picked up late, you know, I'm just blessed to say that I got picked up.
So would you say by withholding that information, maybe you baited them into selecting you a little bit?
maybe it did the job.
Have you ever been to a Saints game in the Superdome?
No, sir, I have not. No, I've usually it was hard going to football games, just because playing high school football and things like that. But being from Texas, I went to all the Texans games and things like that, and kept to see them play the Texans here and there. And, you know, it's just, I never kept to really get out to New Orleans, so I know that there's a lot of culture and a lot of history out there. And, you know, I'm excited to see what the city has to offer.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Daniel.
Congratulations. Thank you very much, Danny.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking.
Hey, Dan. I'm gonna call you from my cell.